Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
Hello everyone and welcome back to another Super Rugby podcast with your hosts, Damien Warren and
Toby Harris.
Now, I'm not going to lie, Toby, but as Toby knows, I am running a little bit late today. I may have messaged Toby around about 10 minutes ago saying I've slept in and I'm going to be late. I actually made pretty good time, didn't I?
You made real good time. I got a bit flustered when you came in. I was like, oh God, I'm not ready.
Now, the reason why I'm late is because my smartwatch is not very smart.
Well, can we just say smartwatch?
Yes.
Now, in the UK here, the clocks have gone back.
Forward.
Back? Spring forwards. Yeah, spring forwards.
Yeah.
So they've gone forward. So
you've lost an hour.
In theory, now it is 6:10.
Yeah.
But it's 7:10.
And as I look at your face, it looks like 6:10 as well.
It doesn't look in good shape today, does it?
The eyes. They say the eyes don't lie, and both of us are hardly keeping them open.
I mean, mine have been stung many times by buzzy bees. But yeah, you made pretty good time.
Mate, it's the first time I've ever, that I can remember, being caught out by the clocks, honestly.
Really?
I wasn't caught out yesterday.
No, but your smartwatch is not so intelligent.
No.
Because
it's less intelligent than me, and that is saying something.
Impossible.
Yes. Whoever created this thing.
Ah, created.
Point in case right there.
Oh, gosh.
Yes. So I'm feeling a bit jaded.
I'm feeling flustered as hell, man. Heck.
Anyway, mate, it's time for our messages from our supporters.
Yes, we are.
Do you want to go for the first one?
I can't even see the screen properly. Oh my!
I'll do it. Because it's quite long.
Hello, Damo and Tobinator.
Yes.
Now this is subject: short time listener, first time emailer. To explain the subject, God, I've got a tickly throat as well. I only found the pod a few weeks ago, hence short time listener. But I've been listening on the drive every day and loving it.
Yes.
Here are all the emails and just had to participate. Good man. That's what we want.
That's exactly what we want. And he goes on further, doesn't he?
He does. That being said, don't get your hopes up for the question. So here goes. I live in Canada, willing to help you out with getting, oh my God, with getting live in Calgary. That's where I wanted to go.
Calgary as well.
Where I wanted to go.
I don't even know much about Calgary, but I know it's a nice place.
It's a nice spot.
Yeah.
But it's also very close to mountains, so a lot of skiing.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. Hey, why not, hey?
Do you know, I've been watching the Race Across the World. Have you seen that?
No, I haven't been watching
and
that.
And they're going across Canada. You should watch it.
Are they?
It's amazing.
Is it good?
Yeah, really good. For those that aren't in the UK, I'm sure you can find it somewhere. Race Across the World. families or brothers or friends, we should do it.
Imagine as colleagues.
Okay, as colleagues. We could have like HR meetings along the way.
Oh,
could we?
God.
Health and safety, the building you form, their
risk assessments.
Yeah, really good though, mate.
Anyway, he goes on to say, it even helped me to find a place as well as a job. As we know, our men's rugby team sucks.
Yep.
Yes, it does. Yeah. Now we have no pro or semi-pro league, and the rugby we play is really competitive recreationally.
Yes. Because, you know, people forget that, no, this is like British, Canada, British, there's like French Canada and British Canada, isn't there? Do you know what I mean? Am I wrong on this? But yeah, you know, there is
French speaking, yeah.
Yeah, but there's also British, like, you know, they still hold those roots pretty strong to them, don't they?
I'm not sure, I've never been.
Yeah, but I think they do. So, okay. You know, rugby's a relatively well-liked sport in Canada.
I think so.
So they're basically saying, how would they go about...
They're pretty much saying, how would we set up a rugby league?
Yeah. Very, very difficult.
Real difficult.
You can even see, you know, the American League.
Major League Rugby.
Although there's a huge amount of people there, that's taking longer than they would want to get it up to the standard that they want it to be. So I think the only way... And it's such a massive... The thing is that we forget, don't we? It's such a massive country, America, and such a massive country, Canada, to run a pro rugby competition, you need a hell of a lot of money just on getting people to locations, don't you?
Yep. But then also, if you're going to go semi-pro or pro, you need to pay the players.
Yes. So you put those two together, and I don't like it.
No,
you're gonna need at least five or six kind of big billionaires that are gonna fund it, and you know, just don't exist.
But then, how many teams do you need?
Well, I would say you need eight minimum.
I reckon you need 12.
You need 12.
I reckon you need 12. 24-week season.
The only way is going to be getting more teams into the MLR, yep. Isn't it?
You need a couple of... I reckon you need three Canadian teams
in
the MLR.
Yeah.
One from sort of the East Coast, West Coast, and the Central Canada.
Just saying, how...
To feed in.
How but far clubs, would you fly?
But then clubs around there...
How yeah, far would no you fly?
I don't think it's any different from... Oh, it might be a bit different. But like, say, from Dunedin to Perth... Or what Super yeah. Rugby used to do when
okay.
you used to go to
yeah,
Argentina.
Yeah. Good, you know what?
South Africa.
Good call.
You know?
And then a team can go over and do a tour of the, you know, exactly. Canadian clubs, couldn't they?
Exactly. They play 3 weeks in Canada.
Yeah.
So forth for Canadian teams.
But then you've got to pay them all that time, don't you?
That's what I mean.
You know?
Well, they are professional players.
Yes.
So they get paid full time anyway.
They do, but then you've got to pay for their hotels for those 3 weeks. It's just huge, isn't it? You know, you think you've got a team.
It's a lot of money.
You've got 30 people in a team.
But that's the thing. He's asking us how would we do it. Money.
You just need a load of money.
Yeah.
You need a load of money or you need a load of money. Where that comes from.
Money is the foundation for everything.
Yeah.
Your turn, fella.
You've got to start small. Go for your one team in the MLR. Build that up. The other thing to do is there are lots of people around the world that just want to play rugby. They're young. And they may have some Canadian heritage. And that's what you've got to do. You've got to go find all those people and bring them over to keep sort of topping up your MLR team.
Agreed.
But yeah, you can start with one, go to two, go to three, build it up. I don't think it's ever a good idea to start your own Canadian professional league.
No, I don't think so.
You've got to just join in with the Americans and show them who's boss. We always know. that those Canadian fellas and ladies like to show those Americans who's boss.
Yeah, we'd love to see that. No offense to any Americans.
No. Jason Styles. I went to the match with the Blues and the Force this weekend. It's my first time in New Zealand. Where are the party boys? He's asking if where was the party boys? Our tickets were expensive, $35. Meat pie was $15.
$15 for a bucks pie.
And a beer was $20.
No. No. Can't.
Yeah, listen, Jason, he apologizes here. But listen, apology not accepted. He says he didn't have time to create his own Super Rugby Podcast t-shirt and wear it in the crowd. This is not good enough, is it?
I thought he already had one.
No, this is Jason Styles. This is not Ben Zealand.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
That isn't good enough. All I'm hearing is excuses.
Yes. Now, he's asked us.
I'm heading to Christchurch next week.
Yeah.
Any hot spots?
Hamner Springs, mate. That's hot.
Physically, it is hot.
The gondola is always a good shout. Are you talking about places to drink or places to view? On like a tourist thing, because there's two different ones.
I would think
probably places to drink.
Yeah, well, he does say we're the party boys. Where is it?
And the honest truth is, man, I haven't been back to Christchurch since before the earthquake.
I was there just after the earthquake.
Yep. So I've got no idea where good is.
Where good is?
Nope. No idea. Oh, boy. Yeah, that's expensive, isn't it?
That's
$20 for a pie. I remember going in, it was like $2 pie. $2 pie.
$2 Everywhere. Pie.
Listen, when I was
young. I remember a dollar pie from the dairy down the road. Yeah. Mate, the Okatu dairy, dollar pie. And you used to be able to get, you know, like lollies. Mm. You'd have $1. You would be able to get
massive
thousands.
Everything when you're a kid seems bigger, though, doesn't it? But yeah, I can remember driving down and everywhere, you know, every dairy had outside their dairy, $2 pie.
Yeah.
Now it's $15.
But is that in the...
That's probably in the stadium.
That's in the stadium. $20 though. That's 10 pounds for a pint.
Oh yeah, $20.
That's
yeah.
10 pounds for a pint.
Wow. Bet you that tasted real good.
Sipping away money.
Sipping away money. Now, we're moving on to the Razzler the Dazzler.
Yeah, good to see he's got a long email.
Yep. He's just basically saying about the fact that it's the worst kept secret of all time. Scott Robinson becoming the All Blacks coach. First mentioned by you, Toby, on the podcast.
Really?
Saying that you were the one that broke the news that he was called back after Barbarians to obviously...
Discuss
and sign... Would he be prepared?
Guy, I tell you what, the Razzler of the Dazzler, we've got to give him a bit of credit, guy.
We do.
He actually listens.
He does
even
listen.
Even I don't listen.
He does listen. He goes on to say Fozzie never should have been a point. We all know that, Razzler.
Yeah, we knew that.
We all know
he that. Was almost a scapegoat, wasn't he, in a way?
He different. I don't know whether he was a scapegoat. I think they had a situation where they literally... had success from people taking over the reins that were inside the camp, and they thought that he'd be the next line. I mean, it's just stupid anyway. But he goes on to make a great point here, or information. The All Blacks out of contract at the end of 2023. So these are the people who are out of contract at the end of the World Cup. Will Jordan, Sam Whitelock, Scott Barrett, Jack Goodhue, Callum Grace... David Harvilli, Braden Enor, spelled that wrong, mate. Richie Mwanga, Ethan Blackadder, George Bauer, Lester Fianuku.
Wow, there's a
Shannon
lot.
Shannon Frizzell, Rico Ioane, Aaron Smith, Dane Coles, Anton Lennett-Brown, Falau Fakatava, Mark Talia, Nipo Lalala, Peter Gasorkula. Do you like that?
Yeah.
Finley Christie, Fletcher Newell, that is a huge amount.
Yeah.
And then there's others as well.
Good players, you know, Bowden Barrett, Artie Sevier, Retallick, Whitelock.
You know, there's a
they're
hell
going,
of a
aren't they? They're the ones that are going.
But, you know, you're thinking about what happens if Jet Goodhue, David Harvilli, Braden Inor, all go in one foul swoop. What happens if Lester Fainuku goes, you don't want me, I'm out of here. Quinn Tapia goes, ugh. Eureka goes, ah, I'm off to Japan. Jeez, that's pretty scary, isn't it? Pretty scary. Sign him up, lads. Sign him up.
Yep.
Mate, it's time for
Super Brew.
Oh, God. You every time get it wrong. I almost forget.
Always get it wrong.
Did you have a good weekend, mate, on the old Super Brew?
Not particularly.
No.
I sort of stayed put.
Did you? I went up.
Did you went up a considerable amount?
I went up, mate. I went up. Right, are you ready?
Yeah. I went down.
Top four, bottom four, mate.
I'm going bottom four first. Big Hokana. Fritto. Fritto 94. Rugby Champagne. And Ashman Cash. They are the bottom.
Hang your head in shame.
Yeah, I think old Big Hokana is not trying. Anyway, top four. Paul.
Fourth. Great name.
BG Williams.
Yeah.
Joe Rocket and Keza.
Keza.
You're seventh.
Wow, where are you?
I am 31st. 32nd.
I thought you were ahead of me.
Nah.
Glad to hear otherwise.
Nah.
Glad to hear otherwise.
You've only gone up two.
Yeah, I know. I didn't get the
Damo,
reads.
Who's in fifth, went up 20 spots.
Damo.
He had an outstanding week. Oh, crikey.
With the real Damo, please stand up.
Yeah. Ooh, someone dropped 23. Dude Incredible dropped 23. Oof, unlucky bud.
Jam.
Unlucky champ. Someone went up 23 though. Where's that?
Wow. Anyway, mate, it's time for
breaking news.
Kindly supported by
our Patreon members. And we thank you so much, by the way.
Yes, we do thank you so much. Yeah. And you made it possible for me to get here in 10 minutes from waking up.
Yeah.
And I
really?
Live, and I live 10 minutes away.
Yeah, that's impressive. Did you bike in?
I literally just, you know, rub my face down with a little bit of saliva.
Oof.
There we go.
You can borrow some of mine.
Like a cat does. Yep. So anyway, that's a disgusting thought for everyone to wake up to or drive to work with, but it's not true.
Oh, no. What have I done?
I did hop in the shower.
Did you?
Yeah.
Wish I could have been. Two of us a sheck. Moving on. Two of us a sheck to reject league and stay in union after World Cup. Good decision or bad?
Sorry, I'm just thinking of you.
Me spitting on you in the shower.
Oh. I'm just thinking of me in the shower. And then you're like, soap?
I just throw the soap in front of you. could you grab that, please?
Oh, right. Okay, Roger. Roger. Yeah, Roger Dodger.
Yeah, Roger, Roger.
Will he stay in New Zealand? The answer is no. Will he go to France? Yes, he will. Will he make a whole lot of cash? Yes, he will. Good idea.
He's not good enough.
I think there's a lot of learning, you know. He hasn't really played. You know, he hasn't really played.
Right, hasn't.
So, you know, give him some time. If he stuck around after the World Cup in New Zealand, a lot of respect to him. I mean, you know, fair enough to him.
Yes.
Fair enough to him. But is he good enough? He has the raw talent, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Is he the answer?
He's good enough to make money. Is he good enough to make loads of money? No.
He is good enough to make loads of money. He just hasn't been given a go, mate. How many games has he played of rugby?
You're right.
Not enough.
I don't think he'll go. I don't think he'll go to France.
You think he's going to stay in New Zealand?
I think he'll stay in New Zealand.
Do you think he's just going to keep going with the All Black dream to become a decent All Black?
Yep.
Rather than just someone that people look back on and think,
why?
Well, that was a waste.
Yep.
Now, I'm not going to read this lad's name because I can't. But Joseph S is a solution to a problem that doesn't exist for Australian rugby. And what this is going on about is Rugby Australia have signed on a 3-year deal from 2025 this young NRL talent who's 19 years of age. And they think he might be the biggest sort of headline player that they've had since Israel Folau.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, I've had a little look at his shorts reel, and I'm not convinced this lad is going to be
the next big thing. Next
massive thing. But he is only 19, so he'll be, you know, he'll be 22 by that stage. Maybe he'll be in the prime of his life and he'll be available for the next World Cup. But they are kind of looking at an area where they've got loads of players because he'll be playing in the back three by all accounts. And they've already got some pretty good talent there. I would have been thinking you would have been trying to sign someone, you know, in your midfield. But even then, you know, they've got Lee Niketau who's right up there as a player. So they've kind of, are they just doing that to get bums on seats? You know, because when Sonny Bill came across, I was actually in New Zealand when he first signed to play, and he had to go and play for Belfast. His club was Belfast, and he had to go and play.
He had to go. How many games did he actually have to play? Because I remember that.
And mate, honestly, it was absolutely rammed. Every time he played for Belfast, the stands were chock-a-block. Yep. Is this just to get more Australian eyes on rugby in the build-up to the home World Cup? I think it is. Mate.
I've just done a bit of reading, but more reading on this Tua Vasashek.
Yeah.
He's actually going, his preference is to head to Japan, where he stands to earn $1 million for a 16-week season.
It's good money.
It's good money. Yeah. Yeah, it's real good money.
Yeah, that's what he's doing, and he's retirement fund yep. there. And
why not? Why not?
Next one, mate, is creeping sense of arrogance. Aussie scribe slams ABs after coaching saga. Now, I would normally say that the Australian media may always enjoy bashing New Zealand. What would your response be to that?
Oh, 100%.
But on this case, he's got a point.
Does he?
How would you feel if you were Ian Forster, or Fozzie, sorry, and all this is happening around you, and Scotty Robinson, the man that everyone wanted right from the word go, is going to take over your job after the World Cup. How would you feel?
I wasn't really listening.
No, I know you weren't, mate. Put you on the spot. You're like one of my kids in my class, aren't you? Yeah, mate. Well, we're doing some simultaneous. What?
Trigonometry.
Just saying, how would you feel if you were Fozzie?
Yeah.
And it's been announced that Scott Robinson's taking over your job.
He knows he's been rubbish. I think he knows, and he's just seeing it out now. Okay. And I think he's going to try and do the best job he can.
Yeah, I agree with that. He's a good coach.
Don't get me wrong. Listen.
He's a good man, apparently.
Is he a good man?
Apparently he is a good man. No, not like that. Oh. Like a genuinely good guy.
Okay. Owen Farrell's genuinely a good guy. I think he's got to be reasonably good to have got where he is today. He has to have some talent, coaching talent. He has to.
Yeah, some.
Yeah. Yeah. So he's got some.
He's got some.
Okay. But he's going to do the best job he can until the World Cup, and then he is free as a bird. I don't think he'll coach again in any form.
I think he'll head off to Japan and coach over there. I think that's where he'll go. That's probably the only gig he'll get, the honest truth. The kudos of being the All Blacks coach. It all depends on the World Cup, doesn't it? If he has a disastrous World Cup, then he'll forever be on the scrap heap of the coaching. But I would just say, I think that the RFU have done the right thing by signing Scotty Robinson, because I think that they're very aware that he might sign for somewhere else.
Yeah.
But I just don't think they needed to have done a big announcement just before World Cup.
No, I don't think it was needed.
No. Now, it would have been different if Fozzie had said, I'm giving it up after the World Cup. You know, I'm stepping down. I'm retiring from New Zealand. You know, yes. I've done my bit.
Yeah.
All of those things. So now please go and find a new coach.
Yes.
That would be different. But the fact that they didn't do that, he wasn't even in the running for the next coach.
No, but there must have been some conversation in there.
You know what?
I don't think they would have done it.
I'm not sure.
And left him in the dark.
Because apparently it was announced when he was asleep. So they announced it. Like
I don't give them that credit. They announced it when I was asleep.
They do not. I'm not giving them any credit for anything. The NZR have been shocking about dealing with this. They made the wrong decision to give him the job.
Yeah.
And then the whole time they have stumbled and bumbled, and at the right times they haven't kind of said, look, it's time to move on. They've kicked the can down the road. They've got the situation to where it is, and now they've dealt with this badly. The writer goes on to say that he believes there's a sense of arrogance that's now filtering into the rugby players playing for the All Blacks. I'm not sure about that. But anyway, it's just a sorry, sorry state, isn't it? You don't treat people like he's being treated. The funny thing is Eddie Jones gets involved, right?
Of course he does.
And starts saying, oh, they've dealt with it terribly. I'm like, yeah, Dave Rennie would probably feel a little bit similar, Eddie. Funny. Yeah, I wouldn't be throwing stones if you're an Australian coach right now. No. That's been, you know, that superseded Dave Rennie, who's been treated very badly as well. Although they gave him gardening leave. Fair play, Dave.
Right, mate. What caught your eye? Shall I go first?
You in the shower. Giving me
holy
the...
Holy moly. Hurricanes.
Hurricanes.
Dun, dun, dun.
Hurricanes.
They were unreal.
Were they?
Defence was amazing.
Mm.
Well, they won, 57-0? 59-0? Something like that. Defence was amazing, but then they were just so potent. And then you get Ardie Sevilla coming off the bench. who
wants that?
I don't want to see that.
No. I just don't know about this. Eh? Like, Moana Pacifica, this is a real...
You were thinking that they were going to be up.
No, I didn't. Yep. I said Fiji, not Moana.
Well, you're wrong. You're still wrong.
Nah, I'm not wrong. There's a long season ahead. But my point being... They're always, I mean, like, this is really bad.
Yeah,
I have to
real
say, this
bad.
Is this is really bad. This is a massive turning point for them. I think they're either going to come back from this match and sort of never let that happen to them again, or this could be quite a few of these in this season where they just, this is
they're
not good.
Team.
Because, you know, last year being the first year in the comp, it's easy to get up for that, isn't it?
Yeah.
Whereas now, the day in, day out, you got to front up, and they didn't front up. They definitely, I watched the game,
Well, they haven't won a game.
They shirked big time.
Yeah, they haven't won a game.
No.
You're right, Fiji Jura have won 2.
Yes. Yes, they have. Highlanders.
Yeah.
They were really good on the weekend.
Two in a row.
And a very convincing one. Good to see, because I was worried about them also. And on the flip side of that coin, the Blues are back to their Blues best, underachieving.
Yeah. Yeah. Big time.
They underachieved against the Brumbies. They underachieved against the the Crusaders, and now they've underachieved on the weekend v the Force. Okay, they made the Force, and I think the Force aren't bad, but that Blues team have just got star-studded players throughout their whole squad, and they're just underachieving.
They just can't do it, but why?
Just something in the water in Auckland, isn't it? Something in the water.
Is it just almost arrogance from the players?
I think there's a little bit of that.
Good players, and they're not necessarily cohesive as a team. Remember the Highlanders a few years ago were just unreal, and they had maybe three or four very good players, and they had maybe two or three All Blacks.
Yeah, yeah. The only thing is, you say, you know, Crusaders have loads of All Blacks, and they still don't seem arrogant or...
No, they don't, but that's obviously the culture. You know, there's a Jaffa. They're Jaffas, aren't they?
Yeah.
Aucklanders are Jaffas.
I don't even know what that means.
Well, I'll tell you.
Later.
I'll tell you.
Tell you later?
I can tell you now, but I'll just have to beep out a word.
All right, go on.
Just another beep Aucklander.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Gosh, it took you a while.
I was thinking about Jaff as being that red with the
chocolate.
Soft, you know, the soft chocolate in the middle. Like, I thought you were going to say like a hard exterior, but just soft as whatever. No? No?
Jaffa.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, there you go. Yeah, I just don't, you know, it just doesn't seem right there, does it? Do you know part of it is they play at Eden Park as well. And it's pretty hard to get up for your games when there's like 10 people in this huge stadium.
It looks like 10 people, yeah.
I mean, it really was poor on the weekend. They really had to turn up the volume of the audience big time.
It's bad, eh?
Bad. Rebels might make it. This comp could be interesting. The Rebels. They're building a decent team.
They are.
They're playing all right. What's happening? They've beaten the Reds and they've beaten the New South Wales Waratahs.
Yeah, they have. I mean, the Waratahs are poor.
No, but
they've
listen.
They've only won one.
No, listen, though. These are two teams that
listening.
Were, apart from the Brumbies, these are the two teams that were there or thereabouts last year. Yeah? And they've beaten them.
Yeah. The Waratahs are on a bit of a roller coaster. They were down in the dumps, then they were flying high, but now they're back where they were.
Are you talking about Reds?
Or no, I'm talking about the Waratahs.
Waratahs, yeah. Do you know what annoys me about the Rebels, though? Is their 10, their fly half with this big mullet. And apparently he's in the running for the Wallabies call-up. Yeah. Can't remember his name now.
Do you
now.
Know what annoys me about the Force? They look like Taranaki.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I absolutely love it. That's their away shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do look like Taranaki big time.
Yeah, they do.
What's his name? The 10 from the Rebels. Oh, God. Anyway, good on them. Good on them. Brumby's going to Christchurch with a B team. What was that about? Why would you leave all of your most experienced players back in Australia when you're going to New Zealand and you're playing in Christchurch?
Yeah, I don't get it.
When they've won every game up to this point.
Yeah. They were unbeaten. Maybe it was almost like a rest week for them.
Well, I mean, but... You know, the Crusaders were there for the taking.
Yeah.
They had a lot of they've got a lot of injuries. And you play your B team boys and they get beaten. Mate, the last thing that caught my eye, not the last thing actually, Ginger.
Which one?
Now, when you're walking around the local population of anywhere you've ever been, apart from maybe Scotland, and there's a bit more of them there, when do you see a Ginger person? Not very often.
No, not as often
as you would like. So anyway, I'm just amazed by how many good Ginger rugby players there are, and I think there's something in it. I reckon, you know, back in the day,
they've got a higher pain threshold. Did you know?
I'm not surprised.
No, they actually do.
And they get bullied when they're young.
Yeah,
so they're resilient.
They are,
right? They're fiery.
Yes.
Yeah, they are. This has been proven.
Yes. Well, you can see it.
You can see it.
But also, they're persistent.
Absolutely.
Because they've got to go after men or women.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it's not.
They've got to hang in there.
It's not an easy sell.
No.
Your children could look like this.
Use by date.
So, you know, they're quick.
Yes.
Generally, aren't they? There's superhuman strength. I think there's something in this. What I would do if I was like back in the day, you know, when the Australians used to go around and test people. Did you know this? Institute of Sport.
Yeah.
Go around and test people and recommend them.
Yes.
That they should play certain sport. Yep. Right. I reckon we should start this back up.
They do it in this country.
Right. But what we should go a step further.
Yeah.
And we should say, right, you're ginger. You mate.
Oh.
And produce ginger.
Did you know that this happened in China? You know that...
They've done the ginger thing.
No.
Imagine that. Imagine like in 10 years' time when all their divers are ginger. It'd be brilliant. Imagine if we in New Zealand, right, were producing like 3 times the amount of ginger egg players that anyone else was, and we're taking the world by storm.
I think there's something full of gingers. No, but China did this. China did this, and there was an NBA, a Chinese NBA player,
yeah,
who was 100 foot.
Oh, okay, got you.
10 foot 10.
Yeah.
And
they matched him
with a female basketball player. Wow. Back in China.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
I reckon.
And she gave birth to a tree. A very tall tree.
I think there's something in it, mate. All I'm saying is the first country to go and do this may pay dividends.
Should we give Razor Robinson a ring?
Mate, this is what you need to do.
Think for the future. Get Christie and someone else.
Finlay Christie and Robinson.
There's loads. Blues. There's the Rebels.
Let's not go through them, mate.
The Rebels captain, the Waratahs prop. They're all very good players.
Who will be his assistant? This question goes on to... Oh, listeners' questions, by the way.
Questions. No, I've got loads more to go through. Oh, you want to just bump me off? Yeah. Yeah, I'll take it. Okay. Can I just say one more thing?
Yes, mate. Yes.
Tall for the Brumbies. He is fast.
Is he?
He's the fastest guy I've seen for a long time on rugby pitch.
Who did I see that was absolutely rapid the other day? Maybe it was him.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Like a highlight, and he was just like, yeah.
Right, mate. Listeners' questions.
Yep, listeners' questions. This
is from Razor Dazzler.
And it literally just says, it doesn't literally just say, but it goes on to say, you know, who will be Razor Robinson's assistant?
So Jason Ryan is already in place.
Yep.
Forwards coach.
Yep.
I think you can tick that box, can't you?
Yep.
And then I'm going, right, okay. I reckon Scotty Robinson will get someone from overseas in.
Oh, I like shout of the bottom two, you know.
Love the shout of the bottom two. So I've gone in here and said Ronan O'Gara, ?
Because where is he at the moment? Is he still at...
still at Ireland.
Oh.
Still at La Rochelle.
La Rochelle.
Sorry, not in Ireland. He's in France. La Rochelle. Still there, and he's worked with them before, and Ronan had said that he'd be open to working with Scotty Robinson for the All Blacks.
Yes.
And Ronan's done pretty well in La Rochelle, so that'd be a decent shout. Joe Smith, you already in place.
Yep.
Already on contract, already doing a good job. Could be interesting. But the other two that I think would be absolute brilliant signings for him, one, Robbie Deans, who's been coaching in Japan and a very, very good coach. Someone that obviously Scotty Robinson used to be coached by.
Yep.
So someone he'd definitely trust. And then the big one, if he can get this guy in, Tony Brown. Tony Brown.
Yeah. I think that would be good.
Yeah. I don't know who he'd get into for defence, but it'd be interesting to see. I think he'll be the first All Blacks coach to get a non-New Zealanders to coach with him.
Yeah, well, that would be the thing. Would New Zealand let him have a foreigner.
That will be very interesting.
Mate, my question to you. If yes. you were fresh off the boat.
Yep.
On the supporting boat. And you came to New Zealand.
Yep.
Or, yeah, if you came to New Zealand, who would you support rugby-wise out of the Super Rugby teams? Would you support a Kiwi team? Because you're not necessarily a New Zealander.
Okay, got you.
Would you support an Australian team or would you support an Ireland team?
New Zealand.
Yep. Now, you're taking off your bias hat here.
Yeah, I'm going to go up north because, yep. you know, if you're going to go and watch rugby, you want to watch in nice weather.
Yeah.
You don't want to be watching in Christchurch.
No, gosh, no. Although, Dunedin.
Dunedin with the roof.
Yep.
And you always like an underdog, don't we?
Yes.
I want to go Chiefs, mate.
Yeah, I would do exactly the same.
Chiefs.
Yep.
Chiefs mana as well.
Oh, brilliant.
New Zealand, you know, there's no...
They've just got a good culture.
There's no better New Zealand team than the Chiefs when it comes to the New Zealand spirit.
Agreed.
Yeah, I like that. Good question from you. Very rare. Very rare. My question to you, mate, is would you rather be the world's best forward or the world's best wing?
It's an easy question, really.
Do you reckon? I tried to make it a little bit tougher.
No, it is a tough question.
By putting you on the wing.
Yeah.
I'll explain why.
Okay. I mean, Jonah changed the game. World's best winger. Arguably the player who changed the game completely. The best forward. You kind of get forgotten though, don't you? But every kid growing up wants to be a back. They want to be a good forward, don't they? They want to be that quick. They don't... oh.
Can't wait for a prop.
Tuinga Fasi. You know, oh. Maybe Dane Cole. Oh, I'm Cody Taylor.
Nah.
Oh, Brody Retallick. Oh, I'm Brody Retallick.
Nah.
I'd go winger.
I'm going to go forward only because...
Village.
Your lifespan as rugby players is dramatically longer.
Yeah, but you're the world's best. You are the world's best.
True.
You'll be forgotten after a while being the world's best.
True.
You know, not that many people talk about Richie McCaw anymore. I mean, they do. Don't get me wrong. But Jonah Lomo is still on the tip of people's tongues. R.I.P. The late.
Very true, mate. You talk a lot of sense. Right, mate, it's time for the finish of the show. I've got some quiz questions for you.
Do you?
I do. Now, the first one is a little bit out there because the others are all in theme, but I thought this was really interesting. So, on the weekend, there was 6 Super Rugby games.
Yep.
And 5 Premiership games. Okay. And I want you to work out per match which had more points. Was it the, so it's, you know, you got 50% yeah. chance. Was it the Super Rugby matches or was it the Premiership matches?
I don't even know what the Premiership matches scores were.
Doesn't matter. It's about style of play.
I mean, there were some high scores in Super Rugby.
Mm-hmm.
This week.
Mm-hmm.
I read a stat actually that this year on average is the highest points per game since Super Rugby was started in the 90s.
Wow. So you're going with
Super Rugby for this year.
Okay.
And it's like an average of 50 odd points or something, or 60 points.
Very interesting you say that, okay? But you are right.
Yeah.
But only just. So, on the weekend, these were the scores from the Premiership.
Yeah.
36-19.
Yeah.
38-24. 48-24. 37-22. And 17-12. And that there, that last game was the one that let them down.
Yeah.
Hang your heads in shame, Newcastle Falcons and Gloucester. But apart from that, it's right up there.
That's high.
Very, very high.
But that's exciting. You know, there's tries being scored. There's points being scored. That's what attracts people in this country.
I watched the Saracens-Harlequins game. That was in the Olympic Stadium.
Yeah.
And it was packed.
Yeah.
What a, you know, just that's, I mean, and rugby is dying in this country also. You know, it is like under the microscope. Yes. There isn't as many people playing the game, but they can still pack out a stadium.
Yep. But like also, that. They don't play at stadiums like that week in, week out.
No.
So when it does go to a big stadium, people are like, oh, we can all go now.
Yeah. So you were, mate, can I just say?
Thank you. You were correct, but only just.
Mm. Next question. We are now comparing the 1987 World Cup to the 2019 World Cup. And the categories are ball and play.
Okay.
So does the 1987 have more ball and play time than the 2019 World Cup?
Yes.
You think that the...
I think there's more ball and play.
In what? Which one?
In the 1987.
You're wrong.
Oh, wow.
28 minutes of ball and play in the 1987 World Cup compared to 34.21. Shocking still, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay,
I'm surprised.
Scrums per game. Scrums per game. Which had less scrums per game?
2019.
Correct. 34 scrums per game in 1987 compared to 14.
Wow, that's a lot.
So skill has gone through the roof.
Yep.
Isn't it? All right, next one. Carries per game. Which one has more?
Oh, 1987. They didn't like to kick the ball back then.
No. Okay. You going for that?
Yep.
You're wrong, mate. Wow. 87 carries, 86 carries compared to 115 carries.
Wow.
Okay. So it's a much more combative sport now than it was. Next question. Last one. You've not done very well here,
no.
Mate. Offloads. This is to nip it, isn't it? If you get this, you kind of go away with a bit of respect. Well, that's pretty tough for you. But anyway, offloads, mate, more or less back in the day?
More.
Okay, you going with that?
Yep.
You sure? You might want to get a bit closer to that microphone, mate.
More.
You're right. 30 offloads to 15.
Wow. Double.
I wouldn't have picked that.
No, I did pick it.
You did? Yeah. You did. Hey, listen, mate. You've rid of respect. You're walking out that door with a bit of respect.
Yeah, I can still hold my
head.
For
it to evaporate as soon as you walk out and see someone. Listen, it's always a pleasure doing the podcast with you. I feel really tired now.
Yeah, me too.
Wonderful. Wunderbar. Mate, what can people do to support us?
Like, share, subscribe, email.
Oh, I've got to mention about the award, don't I? Got to mention about the award?
Let me finish.
Yeah,
okay, Patreon, link below. Always very helpful.
Yes.
We haven't had one for a while.
No.
It's $2. $2.
It's whatever you want, mate.
Yeah.
It's whatever you want.
$50. Anyway, carry on, Damon.
So we've been shortlisted for the Rugby Podcast of the Year Awards. So we're going to put a link below, probably not this week, but next week, for every single one of our listeners to go across and vote for us. Now, I would say now it's a popularity vote, I think. So I believe that people in the industry listen to the podcasts and made a decision whether we were shortlisted. And they did. They said we were shortlisted, which is great. So now we need your support to give us a fighting chance, which is not very fighting.
No.
But if you all went and voted, that might make a difference for it. So that would be amazing.
Well, put the link below this week, man.
I can't.
Oh.
don't have the link to give link.
Okay, next week then.
mate, until next week, it's always a pleasure.
See you later.
Catch ya.
Sports Social Podcast Network. Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.